We're now joined by the head coach of the Milan Lady Wildcats and Nate Dodson. Interesting week for the Lady Cats. They started it last Thursday, and that's where we're going to start our conversation with a thrilling victory, 11-10 over South Harrison. Went on the road on Monday and Tuesday, ran into pretty good teams. Princeton and Trenton both got the better of the Lady Cats, and as we're talking here at midday, we're recording this about an hour and a half earlier than usual because Coach Dodson, Lady Cats, you got not necessarily the shortest trip in the world up to Eagleville to play the Shamrocks tonight, Coach.
Long road trip tonight. Bus leaves at 2 o'clock, and, we want to make sure that we get there in plenty of time to brush out the cobwebs and get woke up and get stretched out and ready to go tonight. The last time we talked was last Thursday before that South Harrison game, Tom, and We had a great home crowd that night. We came out, we came out and got on top, and then we faltered the lead there in the middle innings and got down 8-2. But I really believe that our ball club showed us what they're capable of. For several innings, we sustained their runs. We had several opportunities where we could have let it snowball really quick on us, and we put them away in innings where we had to with two outs and were able to get third outs of innings, and that's huge, especially when you're playing from behind. There in the fifth inning, we showed a lot of heart. We looked outstanding at the plate. We had good plate appearances. We forced their pitcher into making some mistakes and getting good balls to hit. We were able to get ahead in a lot of counts at the plate and force her to really have to pound the strike zone, and we've been putting the ball in play, and I've said it all along, we've done a great job of that, minimizing strikeouts. We just got to be able to score runs and get timely hits when we need them. So we definitely did that. Man, in a 9-run inning there in the fifth, came back at home and took care of our field, and we had an excellent crowd. That's one of the best Milan crowds I've had in the 10 years that I've been here. It was absolutely outstanding. The kids were up. Everybody involved, parents. It was wonderful to see, and the 10th man definitely helped us in that stretch in that inning at South Harrison.
It's also an example of in softball when you can get momentum behind you, and it kind of works the other way too. But on that night, you got momentum behind you, and you rode it a little bit.
We did, and we haven't been able to capitalize on that. Anytime you do something well, and it doesn't matter what it is. Sometimes just a little thing here or there. You've got to be able to take that momentum and ride it into either the next inning or the next pitch even, or the next plate appearance, whatever it might be. But any bit of momentum that you can get, especially as a young team and a young team that has struggled a little bit, anything that you can get to build off of, you've got to do that. And we haven't done a very good job of that up until the South Harrison game, but even over the last two games against Princeton and Trenton, anything that we were able to build off of, we couldn't seem to get going. I'm just a little frustrated and disappointed in the amount of energy that we have shown after that big win against North Harrison on our home field. I really felt like that was going to be a place where we turned a corner. But in a win-loss column, you're going up against a Trenton, obviously. And even a good quality opponent against Princeton, not to take anything away from them, but definitely a game that I feel like, and my kids should have felt like, that we should have been able to go over and at least compete and give ourselves an opportunity to win a game. But we just came out flat. We didn't have a lot of energy, and we've got to do a better job of that. So tonight, that's really what I'm looking for, is just heart. Each kid trying to control what they can do individually and not worry about the person next to them. And if you can control what you can handle, then you find yourself, your team in a good position. So that's what we're going to shoot for tonight. Just play with heart, come out and compete like we did against South Harrison. And we really showed what our softball program has been about over the last few years in that particular ball game. But we got to be able to do that on every single night.
I thought the game at Princeton, obviously it ends 12-2, but you were very much in that ball game. You get a 1-0 lead, you give up 4 in the second. You get an RBI double by Pauly. Then he had a couple on with one out, and you just couldn't get that big hit to get it tied, and obviously Princeton able to run away a little bit. But for 3.5 innings or so, that was a very competitive ballgame.
Yeah, we played pretty good. We just missed opportunities. I mean, if you take care of opportunities early on, Katie was just being aggressive there at third base. We had a first and third situation. We laid down a bunt, got right back to the pitcher, unfortunately, and she made a better aggressive play than what our base runner did, and Katie fell for the fake there at third base and took off, you know, just being aggressive. I'd rather a kid get out for being aggressive than not, obviously. That's what we teach them. Look to advance, look to score runs, and be aggressive on the bases. And that's all it was, just a kid making a better play than what we did. So, and then we have bases loaded with either one out or no outs, I believe, and can't get a hit. We had a kid come up and hit a line drive right at the shortstop. So, you know, you can't hold anything against that one. But we've just got to do a better job and want the bat in our hands when we have runners in scoring position. And really, that's been the key for us over the first seven games. And we were able to do that in our one win against South Harris. So if we can do that and take advantage of, you know, the opportunities that other teams give us, we'll be okay and we'll be able to compete every night. You know, even in a great group of Trenton players that we faced the other night, first off, hats off to them. You know, that decorate group, the six seniors there that have carried them on and off the field, have done a tremendous job, and I just tip my hats to them. They had obviously played an excellent ball game. They've got an excellent year going, and I wish them nothing but the best of luck down the road. Just a class act, great organization, and you know, we knew what we were going up against, and you know, Salem hit that home run in the bottom of the first, I believe, to go ahead and put them up, and from there they never looked back. But and it's just a kid taking a great pitch and making an even better play at the plate and taking a pitch opposite field and driving it over the fence. But, you know, overall, I told my pitcher this. I thought that was the best game that she'd pitched all year. I was really impressed with how she handled herself on the mound, even through the adversity that was the scoreboard that night. You know, not getting caught scoreboard watching or worrying about her teammates. She went out and executed. You know, it got a lot of fly balls, got a lot of ground balls, and that's all you can ask a kid to do against a great hitting team that's 1-9. And she did an excellent job of doing her job. We've got to field the ball. I believe, you know, our outfield alone, we had 8 or 9 routine fly balls that we have got to catch, and we just simply didn't. And that definitely was a difference in a ball game. I mean, you know, we didn't hit. We got perfect game against Ansley. She threw an awesome game in the five innings that we played, or four, whatever it ended up being. But, you know, if you survive the latter innings, you get to see her a couple more times at the plate and maybe get on base and get an opportunity to score. You never know what happens, but you got to field the ball in order to give yourself a chance anyway. So
it's also
hats off to them. They played a great game. And really proud of my pitcher's effort. We just got to do a better job of fielding the ball.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time, too. It's an example, I think, Tuesday of when, and I've seen Trenton a lot. We know what Trenton is. They're a very, very good softball team. But you had a lot of freshmen that were playing seniors, Coach, and that's not going to be the case a couple of years down the road. You'll have the group with a little bit of experience on their belt.
I mean, we're definitely young, and as I said last week, we're not going to use that excuse for too much longer. We've got to get better. We've got to get better every time we step on the field. But that is one heck of a ball team, as I said. We're going to give them all the credit in the world for who we're up against.
Coach, you go to North Harrison tonight, and they're probably not Trenton as far as offense, but they can play as far as, you know, teams in this area that are Class 1 that are very good softball programs. They're very much near the top of that list, so that'll be a test.
Yeah, and then that's what we look forward to. You know, we ran into them a little bit this summer, and we got to see them, kind of see what they're all about. I know that the younger Craig girl, I think she was behind a plate against us, and she pitches a little bit, going to be pretty tough there. And they've had a lot of success so far this year in Class 1. I'm not sure. I haven't really looked at any Class 2 opponents that they've played, but I know that they've enjoyed a very successful fall already. And as they have, they've got a great culture of winning. Coach Craig does a great job with his group over there, and we're looking forward to an opportunity to get back on the field, and hopefully we can find a way to play with some fire tonight and some energy, and we can come out and just be a competitor, make winning an attitude, come out and do everything that you can to make sure that you leave everything between the lines. And you know, I was telling my kids the other day, even in a defeat, you know, you need to be able to walk away from, you need to be able to walk from the field each night and know that you left it all out there between the lines. I said, you know, there's no reason to walk away with a regret and think that I should have done this or I should have done that or I should have played a little bit harder. leave no doubt and give it everything that you've got. So that's all I'm looking for tonight. I mean, I know we're going up against a great ball team, and they're gonna come out. They're gonna hit the ball hard. They're gonna slap to move runners, bunt to move runners, and they're gonna be fairly quick on the bases, and always very routine and solid defensively. So we just got to control what we can, and that's it. You come out and play with heart, and you play with energy, and if you can make yourself do that, you'll be all right. And it's got to be something that comes from within, not something that I can do for them or anything we can change, strategically. We just got to go out and carry that out and play with a lot of heart tonight, and then carry that over into Saturday and just let that be our mindset, you know, against some very tough competition Saturday as well. We'll have North Harrison again Saturday morning, and then we will face North Harrison, Marceline's in our side, and then Gallatin.
Yep.
And I was going to say Brookfield. I know Gallatin's in our side. Brookfield's in the other side.
But, correct.
So we will have seen Gallatin already, seen North Harrison already. I know what Marceline's all about. They're always a very good fundamental team. Coach does a great job, Todd Lather at Marceline, and just always a very tough opponent, and all three for that matter. And you know, I really feel like that first night out against Gallatin, we didn't give show what we could defensively or even at the plate. We just left kids out there, left them stranded. If we find ways to drive in runs, I think we're right in that bowl game early in the year, and things turn out a little bit different. So we're looking forward to getting to face off against a conference opponent again, and then a couple non-conference schools that are very talented and very successful program. So we're looking forward to the opportunity. Weather's going to be beautiful, and definitely looking forward to cooler temperatures.
Yeah. Schedule here. Morning game, Milan Gallatin. These will be over at Johnson Field, which is the field that is further west as far as that complex. They're just to the south at Trenton High School. So 9 a.m. for Gallatin, 1:30 p.m. North Harrison, and 4:30 p.m. for Marceline. Fifth place, seventh place games will be at 6. Championship third place games at 7:30. Milan will host Polo in the regular season GRC East finale. That will be on Tuesday over at Legion Field. Coach, best of travels up to Eagleville. Best of luck tonight. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Hey, looking forward to it, Tom. Thanks for all the coverage. We sure appreciate it. You take care.